The BC assessment for property values have been posted publicly online and notices have been sent out through the mail. The fact that property assessments have increased, and increased dramatically for some, is good news. For others, not so much. Meet Andrew Dixon, a man who inherited his grandfather's property in a quiet neighborhood well outside the city center, whose BC assessment of the building value has increased by 174% from last year. Dixon's family has owned the property for the last 40 years with no plans to sell, so the only thing that changes is property taxes that will spike to an all-time high. My grandfather passed in August and I inherited the property from him, Dixon said, a contractor who has worked on many older mobile homes. My grandfather did some work on the trailer, but it's old. It was built in 1969 and I know it's not worth $61,200. It was valued at $22,200 in last year's assessment. Dixon plans on tearing down the dwelling and start building a new home on the property by the end of the year, but for now the fight is on to get that mobile home's true value accurately reflected on the BC assessment. When Dixon first checked online for the property's assessment, he saw that it gave the comparison of last year's assessment to this year's assessment, breaking down the land value and building value. Dixon said on the paper copy he just got in the mail on Friday, there is no such comparison that breaks down land value and building value, and he thinks people, especially those who own mobile homes, need to be aware that the increase in overall value may not be because of the land but the building. Traditionally, mobile home values decrease with age, but it's different this year, Dixon noted. He's been in communication with BC Assessment through email, and in the prompt response by BC Assessment, it claims that the property value is in line with similar properties that have sold in the neighborhood. Dixon was advised to make an official appeal. Dixon does not believe his property is in line with those sold in the neighborhood because they were not mobile homes, so the comparison is not accurate, he said. Dixon said he searched for more accurate comparables, making sure they were mobile homes of similar age within 1 kilometer of his property. It took him 5 hours to do the research. It just seems weird, Dixon said. I understand inflation, but even with newer mobile homes from the 80s and up, they only seem to have gone up by about 20%, but the older ones, from 1968 to 1978, which really have no inherent value at all due to their age and condition, I'm a contractor and I know they have mold and water damage, so it makes no sense at all that they have increased so much in value, and in reality they are actually a detriment to the property's value. Most likely if sold they will just get demolished immediately, and I know that costs money. Dixon said there was a reason he reached out to the Citizen. I want to make other BC residents aware and I want them to appeal the massive discrepancies, Dixon said. I understand the housing market in Prince George has risen, but this building value increase disproportionately affects residents who cannot afford a large tax increase for their older homes. An appeal of a BC assessment must be submitted before January 31st, and Dixon doesn't want anyone to miss the opportunity to challenge their assessment as he is. For more information about how to appeal the BC property assessment, visit https://info.bcassessment.ca/services-products/appeals.here/ Dixon's property breakdown, 7290 Dawson Place, 22,651 square feet, 1969 mobile, 12 by 60 equals 720 square feet, oldest mobile home in 1 kilometer area, 2022 land, $165,000 build, $22,200, $1,400 over home number 4, which is a 1972 mobile, 12 by 62 equals 744 square feet. 6.7% larger, 2023 land, $177,000, 7.3% increase, largest increase of all 6 properties, build, $61,200, 174% increase, 175.7% increase. Second largest increase, below are the properties Dixon made the comparison with. 1. 7200 Dawson Road, 12,632 square feet, 0.2 kilometers away, backs onto Glenview School, 1974 mobile, 14 by 64 equals 896 square feet. 5 years newer, 24% larger, 2022 land, $143,000 build, $39, $2,002,023 land, $150,000, 4.9% increase, 2.3% less than Dixon's build, $45,500, 15.3% increase, 160.4% less than Dixon's, 26923 Dawson Road, 10,890 square feet, 0.3 kilometers away, 1971 mobile, 14 by 56 equals 672 square feet. 2 years newer, 6.7% smaller, detached garage, 2022 land, $137,000 build, $23, 8,002,023 land, $144,000, 5.1% increase, 2.2% less than Dixon's, build, $53,100, 123.1% increase, 52.6% less than Dixon's, 37100 Dawson Road, 11,325 square feet, 0.3 kilometers away, 1970 mobile, 12 by 58 equals 696 square feet. 1 year newer, 3.3% smaller, 2022 land, $139,000 build, $27,000, 2023 land, $177,000, 5.0% increase, 2.3% less than Dixon's, build, $61,200, 131.5% increase, 44.2% less than Dixon's, 4,6963 Adam Drive, 15,681 square feet, 0.4 kilometers away, 1973 mobile, 12 by 64 equals 768 square feet. 4 years newer, 6.7% larger, 2022 land, $150,000 build, $20, 8,002,023 land, $160,000, 6.7% increase, 0.6% less than Dixon's, build, $57,000, 174% increase, 1.7% less than Dixon's, 5,6993 Adam Drive, 12,632 square feet, 0.4 kilometers away, 1972 mobile, 12 by 62 equals 744 square feet. 3 years newer, 3.4% larger, 2022 land, $143,000 build, $16, 8,002,023 land, $150,000, 4.9% increase, 2.4% less than Dixon's, build, $47,200, 180.9% increase, 5.2% more than Dixon's.